in Iran. It was used against the nuclear program there. And what it does is take control of a system called an industrial control system that is used in many capacities to run industrial machinery. In this case, in Iran, these industrial control systems were being used to operate centrifuges that are considered essential to a weapons program. And what Stuxnet does is infiltrate that control system and then take over whatever it is it's controlling without the folks who are running the facility knowing. So when they look at their computer screens or monitors, everything looks okay. Everything looks normal. But behind the scenes, Stuxnet is issuing its own commands. And in this case, in Iran, it essentially caused these centrifuges to self-destruct. This was covered widely, you know, in the press. And once it became known, I guess it was 2010. Since then, the problem is that elements of Stuxnet or Stuxnet itself as these things tend to do, sort of circulated widely, and so experts are worried that basically fall in the wrong hands and be used for other reasons because it's highly complex, and the thought is that it could be adapted to do all sorts of things. There was an experiment in Idaho at one of our national laboratories where a similar task, they achieved a similar result with, in this case, a generator, which of course would be grid related, and they essentially took over the control system for the generator. Now, this was an experiment, I should stress. This was not something that actually happened to the grid itself, but an experiment to see if it could be done. Took over control of a generator and had it self-destruct. So there are certainly experts out there who are very concerned that Stuxnet could be used against the grid because there's clearly parallels to the nuclear program in Iran.
This sounds like a very sophisticated, complicated system. So is this coming from high-tech labs from other countries, or could this be developed in some garage by some hacker in his mother's basement?
Well, that's a great question, and there's a lot of speculation about, no one actually knows where it was developed, but the thought is that it is so sophisticated that there had to be governmental involvement, and as you would imagine, the Israelis are suspected, and actually the United States is suspected, but no one really knows.
Do you know, is there any protection against this? Is there a system being developed or in place anywhere that could stop this virus?
I don't know the answer to that. And in terms of the garage hacker pulling this off, it kind of depends on who you talk to. For the story I did, I talked to one expert who said, no way, can't be done. And another one who said, hey, it could be done. These guys are very, very sophisticated, and he's at one of the think tanks, in Washington, and he says that his intern found many companies that would be vulnerable to a sort of a hacker attack from Stuxnet. He wouldn't. This is the thing you run into when you write about this topic is. People will go so far in what they'll say, but they won't say everything. So he wouldn't say exactly how his intern figured this out.